Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3486BN. Today's date is October 28th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Zebra Message Received, Operations About to Begin, Trump Reveals He Has a Secret. Let's talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they missed the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they don't know how to stop the avalanche. The avalanche coming down the hill is getting bigger and bigger. The people are along with Trump, and they can't stop this. They've tried. They've tried everything. And they are becoming very, very desperate. And you could see the deep state players, all they have left is to say, hey, look, Trump is having his rally at Madison Square Garden, and Hitler had his rally at Madison Square Garden. First of all, back in 1939, that wasn't even Madison Square Garden. It wasn't even the same location. But there were many other people that had rallies or conventions at Madison Square Garden. I mean, Bill Clinton had his Democratic National Convention at Madison Square Garden in 1992. So what they're trying to say and what they're trying to do is absolutely ridiculous. And this is all they have left because they know they're losing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see they're already building up the rhetoric for a civil war. Number one, we have NBC, Politico, and the rest of the fake news. They're all out there letting everyone know that the intelligence organizations, they are now hearing chatter that there are extremists that are ready to do something when the election happens. Now, once again, you could see they're trying to build this up. They're trying to say, hey, people are going to be very, very upset. People are going to be out there on the streets, and people are going to try to do something. At the same time they're putting this out there, what do we see? We have Iran cyber attacking Trump's campaign. Iran allegedly trying to assassinate him. Now, we all know who's trying to do this. It's the deep state players. They have China saying that they have Trump's recorded phone calls, not his particularly, but someone in his campaign, where they hacked the telecom systems, the telecom companies, and they're saying that they have certain information. So once again, if China can hack the telecom companies, they can get the recordings from the phones. That means they can basically attack the election infrastructure, or they can attack anything else. I think this is what they're trying to build all this up to. Now, really think about it. If people are voting early, this is making it very, very difficult for the deep state players to actually use their ballots, because you get the count. Actually, Elon Musk at the rally in Madison Square Garden, he let everyone know that they're going to have some type of scorecard that they're going to use to keep track of how many people have voted early. So this is going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players, because they like it when everyone goes to the poll, nobody knows who voted. It makes it a lot easier for them. So think about what they're doing now when you hear about drop boxes being lit on fire. So these drop boxes can hold, what, like 1,000 ballots or something like that? So when they light them on fire, number one, it's going to force people to go where? To go to the voting poll centers. Now you can't count those as early votes. Doesn't matter if it's Democrat, Republican. They're trying to force everyone to go to the polls. Once again, you don't even know if you voted. You know you voted, but you don't know if your ballot is good or not. You're going to have to check on that to see. And those people are then going to have to go to the poll center. So if we see them lighting all these drop boxes up, which is very interesting because they're the ones who put the drop boxes in place. But if you start to see all these drop boxes being lit on fire, they're actually reversing what they did and they're driving people to the poll centers, which is very, very interesting in itself. Secondly, they could use this to say the elections were manipulated. And they could say, well, we don't know because, again, we have all these mail-ins. They were lit on fire. There's no record of them. People are going to say, well, I tried to track it. I can't. So what's going on here? So they might try to use this along with the cyber attacks. Remember, I don't believe it's just going to be one thing, and that's what they're going to point to. I think the cyber attacks will probably be something major that they'll point to. Hopefully, it doesn't even happen. Hopefully, none of this happens at all. But again, you could see with everything that they're putting out there, they're becoming very, very desperate because they realize that the people aren't with Kamala. They're not with her whatsoever. She's just an empty vessel, as Trump would say, for the deep state players. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But you could see that there were certain messages during Madison Square Garden. Number one, if you look at what Melania wore, she wore a zebra print, and there is a post that refers to a zebra. I don't mean the animal zebra. It looks like it's code for some type of operation. We also see that Dan Scavino said he's been at this for 9 years, which is maybe marker nine. And during this time, Trump let everyone know that he has a little secret where he's going to get control of the House and the Senate. Matt Gaetz knows about this. So I wonder what that secret is. That's going to be very, very interesting. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, you could see everything is changing now. It's very, very different than 2020 or 2016. Because now, think about all these different organizations that didn't endorse Kamala. Yes, they didn't endorse Trump, but they're trying to play it middle ground right now. Why? Because they're panicking. They don't want to go to either side. They don't want to take a side right now. You can see they're very, very worried about what is going on. And they're trying to say, especially the news publications, because remember, they were the ones who were pushing election interference. They were the ones who were pushing that Trump, you know, continually pushed the big lie that there was election fraud. They pushed Russia, Russia, Russia. They pushed impeachment hoax number one, number two. They pushed all of this. And I wouldn't be surprised if, in the end, a lot of these news organizations push violence when they see Trump winning. Think about what's going to happen here. And I do believe this is what they're going to try to do. But you could see things are definitely changing. Just look at New York. Look at how many people are wearing the red hat. I mean, there was a time that you'd be afraid to wear the red hat in New York City. Now, people are saying when people see the red hat, all they get is praise and yes, let's go Trump. So things are definitely changing. Actually, look at the San Francisco 49ers defensive star, Nick Bosa. He made headlines because he interrupted an interview and he was wearing Make America Great Again. And he was wearing that hat and everyone saw it on TV. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. Everything is changing. And things are changing at the Washington Post. Remember, Jeff Bezos took the middle ground. Now you hear a lot of the liberals now, they're canceling their subscription. I think 200,000 people have canceled the subscription. He's talking about bringing on conservative reporters now. Why the change? Why now? That is very, very interesting. Remember, going back in time, going all the way back to 2016, the fake news was all in for Hillary Clinton. The rabbit hole put this out and said, chart shows journalists' contributions to Trump and Hillary Clinton. About 96% of journalist donations went to the Democratic candidate in 2016. This is why they put up the fake polls. This is why they keep putting up all the anti-Trump articles. Because, again, they're part of the system. They're part of the criminal syndicate. Is that true today? Absolutely. Yes, some of the news organizations, they're backing off a little bit because they're getting nervous, a little panic right now. And remember, everything has to do with money in the end. Now, the other thing we could see that is completely changing is McConnell. He's going to be stepping down as the Senate Republican leader. Now, he's been in there for a very long time. He's going to step down in November. And all of a sudden, we're going to see a change. And I do believe the change is going to be on the side of the Patriots. Just like we've had people in the House and they've been pushing certain agendas, I do believe this time around, with all the people that Trump endorsed, we're going to take over the Senate. We're going to take over the House. And Trump, let everyone know that himself and Matt Gaetz, they have a little bit of secret of how they're going to take back the House and the Senate. Now, I do believe Trump needs this to happen, because if we're going to reverse everything the deep state has done, reverse everything that they've done, not just over the last 4 years, over the many, many years, and put us on a course where we're going to benefit the American people, you need control of the House and the Senate. Now, you just can't have control by just putting any Republican in there. You don't want the rhinos in there. You want the patriots in there that are going to work very, very hard to improve this country and to represent the people. So I do believe this is what Trump has in mind. And I do believe this is where all of this is headed. And what's very interesting, we know that they've been going after Rudy Giuliani because he questioned the elections. You know, you can't question anything in this country. Well, remember, our founding father said that that's the First Amendment right there. You're allowed to question the government. You're allowed to say what you think. And they're not allowed to, come after you, indict you, take away your belongings, throw you in prison. This is what our founding fathers experienced during their time when they fought the Revolutionary War. And they knew that this was going to happen again with a tyrannical government. And we're seeing it firsthand right now. They're going after Rudy Giuliani. They're taking away his condo, his cars, everything. They're trying to get everything. It's absolutely unbelievable. And now the woman who's suing Rudy Giuliani for sexual harassment, well, we've come to find out she was previously sued for racketeering and extorting high net worth men. I wonder if Rudy was set up one way or another. Now, he dated her for a little while, but again, this is how these people slither their way in. And what we've come to find out is that real estate mogul, Steve Kogut, he accused Noelle Dunphy, the woman suing Giuliani, of leading a racketeering ring. He alleged the ring targets high net worth men, extorts them for cash by using lawfare and false sexual allegations as blackmail. In the lawsuit, Kogut said Dunphy accused him of rape and sexual harassment to extort him for cash. And what's very interesting is that, of course, the fake news doesn't report on that. But according to the lawsuit, the defendant, Noelle Dunphy, has multiple aliases: Christine Ashley Dunphy, L. Ashley, Anna Murphy, Noelle Ashley, Nicole Doe. I mean, yeah, it sounds like she pretty much has a major operation going on right now. And this is what she does. This is absolutely unbelievable. And the other thing that was found out is that buried in the transcript of the court hearing in Manhattan were a judge threw another Dunphy case out of the court and all but called her a liar. In this particular case, Dunphy was attempting to have a restraining order extended against Steve Kogut. So that tells you everything you need to know. And you could see the fake news, they are now panicking because, again, they were receiving the instructions from the CIA. They were receiving the information from the FBI, and they were using this against Trump. Remember, they're the ones who went along with the coup. In 2020, actually going back to 2016, there was a coup because they tried to remove Trump with Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 the impeachment hoax number one, number two, and everything else. 2020, they actually followed through on their coup, and the fake news helped them. I mean, Trump was on an interview in 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl, and he was saying the Hunter Biden laptop is Hunter's. She was saying, no, you have no evidence of that. It is not, because we have the letter from the 51 clowns that say it isn't. They didn't do any investigative reporting. They just took the word of the CIA. And what's very interesting is that Jake Tapper and J.D. Vance, they were in an interview together, And J.D. Vance was saying, listen, you were responsible for the whole Russia thing. You just followed their instructions. You did whatever they say. And you continually push this. And of course, Jake Tapper, he looks very, very nervous, saying, no, that's not true. You're lying. But it was true. CNN was doing it. MSNBC. Any day, people were saying he's going to be arrested. He's going to be removed as president. The fake news was all in on this. They were all in on the 2020 coup where they overthrew the United States government. They were all in on saying there's no election fraud, no investigative reporting, nothing whatsoever. They didn't do a thing. And they could have found out quite a bit. But listen to the exchange between J.D. Vance and Jake Tapper. Mays put this out. Take a listen.
You guys talked about the Russia hoax nonstop.
The FBI was investigating it.
The FBI was investigating it. We recovered them. And so you took the words of unnamed FBI agents and put them on your network as if they were the gospel truth. You did it again and again. A viewer of your network would have believed that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired in 2016.
No.
That was totally and preposterously false.
No.
Well, that's
what you just said
why.
Is false. President Trump has gone to, quote, extraordinary lengths to keep specifics about his meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin secret, even keeping them from top members of his own administration. Take a listen to how President Trump responded Saturday night when asked directly if he has ever worked for Russia.
I think it's the most insulting thing I've ever been asked. I think it's the most insulting article I've ever had written.
The president did not directly answer the question. It's a stunning turn of events. Do you think the president of the United States ever worked on behalf of the Russians against American interests?
Now, J.D. Vance, he pretty much destroyed Jake Tapper. He's a very good orator, and he actually says F you without even saying F you when he speaks to these people. And it's absolutely amazing. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out is that, yes, there's a lot of money that is going towards the illegals. I mean, billions upon billions of dollars. And if anyone hasn't seen Line in the Sand, you got to see that. That's when James O'Keefe goes across the border and actually rides the train up and actually does everything the illegals do. And then he tracks down where all these people are being, where they're being sent. It's actually an incredible film. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. And what's very interesting is that billions upon billions of dollars are being given to all these NGOs. And they have these warehouses of children in Arizona, in Texas, in California, in many different locations. And they are guarded like Fort Knox. And there's just children in there. And once again, they're calling them shelters, but they're not shelters. We know what they're being used for. And they're spending a lot of money for all of this. And they're giving a lot of money to all these NGOs. And what's very interesting is all the Ukrainian refugees that are coming into this country. Well, we've come to find out that they're getting Social Security. They're getting money, checks from the government. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, send this to everyone before they vote. Hundreds of thousands of Ukraine refugees claiming American Social Security benefits. Our viewers asked us to verify. We can verify it's true. Kamala Harris admin has made it legal for Ukrainian immigrants to get SSI checks. DHS estimated 537,000 Ukraine refugees have entered America. Our sources are the Social Security Administration, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, the Uniting for Ukraine program, and immigration lawyer Charles Cook. The Office of Refugee Resettlement confirms humanitarian paroles may also be eligible for assistance through the existing programs. They're getting Social Security, healthcare, food stamps, and more, all paid for by U.S. taxpayers and draining our Social Security. Absolutely. Remember, the Biden administration, the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, they are all for everyone but the American citizen. Remember, their entire agenda is to what? Is to replace the American people in this country and give the illegals whatever they want. Actually, like Trump says, the country is being occupied by foreign entities. And these foreign entities are now loyal to the deep state players in DC and around the country because they are the criminal syndicate. And when you look at all the illegals that are coming to this country, actually Nicaragua, they have sent 6.5% of their population. That number has entered the U.S. during the Biden-Harris administration. It is absolutely unbelievable. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that Trump is going to be using the Alien Act of 1798 to actually deport all of these individuals. And 60 Minutes had Tom Holman on, and Tom Holman was being interviewed, and they're trying to say, well, you know something? These people are, they want to stay here. These people have been here for many, many years, and it's going to cost a lot of money to deport all these people, like $88 billion. And they actually threw this number at Tom Holman, and Tom Holman said, listen, I don't know if this number is accurate. He says, first of all, can you put a price on national security? What is it worth? Now, let's really think about this for a second. We're spending billions and billions of dollars to bring all of these people in, to feed them, to clothe them, to house them. And we already have camps set up. You know what's funny about all of this? They're saying Trump is going to set up camps in this country, and he's going to send the illegals to the camps. There's already camps. Look at Randall Island. Look at the Chicago bus terminal. Look at all these different places. They have curtains up or they have tents. They're the ones who created the camps. The children are being kept in the camps in Texas, in California, in Arizona. They have already created the camps. So why don't we use these camps to bring the people there, then to remove them? If we're spending billions upon billions of dollars to bring them in, house them, you know, feed them, clothe them, bus them, fly them all different places, why don't we just reverse it and use the same billions of dollars to remove them? It's that simple. They're making it seem like it's very, very difficult to do. Plus, you don't just have to depend on ICE. You can have local law enforcement. They can be deputized. They can assist with all this. But I think what's going to happen is they have a much easier solution. Yes, I don't mean everyone's going to leave with this solution, but you're going to get a lot of those individuals. They are going to leave this country. So let's talk about leave and reapply for expedited consideration. Or stay, wait to get deported, and then subsequently barred from ever having the opportunity in the future. Well, I do believe they're going to say, listen, if you leave now and you go back to your country, you have a chance of coming back in. Now, the true families, the innocent people, most likely they will do that. And you will have people leave on their own accord. Those criminals, terrorists, they're not going to leave. So I do believe with those people, you're going to have the military, the National Guard, ICE, and others, they are going to remove those people. But I do believe Trump is going to say, okay, you have a choice. Go to these areas. You're going to leave. We're going to take a scan of you. We're going to put it in record. We're going to see who you are. And later on, you can reapply to this country. You have to go to the port of entry, and you can enter again. You can fill out all the proper paperwork to be a citizen of this country, to come in here illegally. The criminals, they're not going to go along with this. So I think those individuals, those who refuse to leave, they are the ones who are going to be rounded up. And of course, what they try to do is they're saying, oh, look at this family that's been here 20 years. Are you nervous about being thrown out here? Remember, ICE, they're going after specific targets. They're not just going to the families who've been here and who've been here for 20, 25 years, who never became a citizen. They're looking at those people that were brought in who are criminals. I think those are the people that Trump is going after first. Those people that are terrorists, those people that are drug traffickers, human traffickers, traffickers. I mean, we see a lot of them. We see all the stories on the news. He's going after those individuals first, and he's going to remove those individuals. And of course, the fake news is trying to say this is completely impossible. You can't bring all these people in here. Well, it's amazing how many people you can bring in over the over 4 years and how much money can be used to pay for all these people. the same billions of dollars. Remember when they told us it was going to be very expensive to build the wall? Nobody wants to spend that money. We don't have that money. Let me see. They spent that money. They sent that money to Ukraine. They sent that money to help the illegals. So now you know all this is BS. And when they say things are going to take a long time, that means it's really going to take a very short period of time. They're trying to confuse you. Just do the opposite of what they're saying, and then you'll have your answer. Just like we have the answer now that the FTC, well, they became weaponized, and they went after Elon. So the chair of the Federal Trade Commission weaponized the agency against Elon Musk's Twitter, according to the House Judiciary Report. Biden appointed FTC chair Lina Khan. She introduced a consent decree against the platform due to Musk's acquisition. This is according to the report. Although Khan denied that was the reason, the FTC was considering potentially enforcing the consent decree in the years preceding Musk's acquisition. But Khan called for an immediate vote days after the deal was announced, and this is what the documents show. The House Judiciary Committee received more than a dozen letters the FTC sent to Twitter during the first 3 months of Musk's acquisition. The FTC used the letters to institute over 350 demands for information and documents from the company, including demands that were outside the FTC's consent decree, according to the report. So now we've come to find out that everything the FTC did while Musk was acquiring Twitter was, again, illegal. It was weaponized. And they were trying to stop this, which completely failed. If you notice, the Biden administration, Obama, and the rest, they've been failing at quite a bit. Everything that they've been doing lately has completely and utterly backfired on them. And now they're panicking. They're panicking like we've never seen before. Because all they're doing is they're looking at the amount of people that are voting early, and they're just saying, holy crap, the country now is with Trump. The counterinsurgency work, the insurgency is being destroyed, and we're in trouble. And remember, they're not done with the insurgency. The New York Times actually came out with a piece letting everyone know that we tried these four things, and we have a fifth thing that the deep state can try, and that is part of the insurgency, which is absolutely crazy. But before we get to that, we can see that Israel, they took out a lot of different areas, a lot of their weapon systems, a lot of other areas in Iran. And Iran says it will use all available tools to respond to Israel's attacks. Now, when are they going to do this? We don't know. But you could see the war now is definitely intensifying between Israel and Iran. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the war drums are getting louder and louder out in Ukraine. And I remember going back a long time ago, like 2 years, where Trump said, listen, you don't see what's happening out in Ukraine. I do. And you don't see World War III building, but I do. And I will actually be able to have peace out in Ukraine. And what's very interesting, just in the last couple of weeks, we've seen North Korea troops, they headed towards Russia. They are now fighting in Ukraine. They're on the front lines. And NATO has confirmed that North Korean troops have been dispatched to Russia to assist in its conflict with Ukraine. According to the NATO Secretary General, some of those troops have already been deployed in Russia's Kursk region, where Russian forces are countering a Ukrainian incursion. And they have now said, yes, they're there. Of course, this is part of their plan to start World War III. You could see slowly but surely, they're letting everyone know that this is going to escalate. And the NATO Secretary General, he said that the movement represents a significant escalation in North Korea's involvement in the conflict, it marks a dangerous expansion of Russia's war. So the deployment of North Korean forces under a military pact between Moscow and North Korea adds a new layer to the Ukrainian conflict. This move represents a substantial shift, further escalating what is now Europe's largest war since World War II, marked by extensive civilian and military casualties on both sides. So you could see at this point in time what they're doing right now is they're escalating everything as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Now, I do believe if there is news that is coming out this week, I do believe that the deep state players, they will push war. They will shift the narrative to distract people from the news. Now, what's very interesting, and we don't know what Trump's secret is. He said, I have a little secret. where we could take back the House and Senate, which means, are they going to release news? This sponsorship is from Rumble, one that is incredibly important to the survival of the company. When Rumble first started in 2013, they built a platform for a small creator. They didn't censor or have biases. They were fair and treated all creators equally. No one thought platforms would censor political conversation or censor opinions on COVID. But they did. Facebook admitted they fell to pressure from the Biden-Harris administration. Rumble did not. They held the line. They are attacked daily for giving us a voice to talk to you. They are attacked in corporate media. They are attacked by governments like France. They are attacked from brand advertisers who refuse to work with them. Corporate America is fighting to remove speech. Rumble is fighting to keep it. Rumble won't survive with brand advertisers. They really don't get that much of it. Watching our show on Rumble is the most they can ask from you. But if you really believe in this fight and if you have the means, one major way you can help Rumble survive is by joining Rumble Premium. Join the community that believes in the First Amendment and believes in our human rights to free speech. Rumble is offering $10 off with the promo code X22 when you purchase an annual subscription. Go to rumble.com/premium/X22 and use promo code X22. Like I said, if you have the means and believe in the cause, now is the time to join Rumble Premium. If you don't have the means, we are just happy if you watch us on Rumble. And if you do have the means, you can just click the link in the description. And is this news going to damage certain individuals? Now, this is very interesting. Trump said he'll let us know what the secret is after the election. But again, you could see something is ready and prepared, and maybe it's Epstein, maybe it's Epstein client list, maybe it's Diddy's party, maybe it's all of it. Because think about it, if you're going to lock in the Senate, you're going to lock in the House, you're going to need something pretty major that is going to make people drop out of the race, or if they're still in the race, people are going to say, you know something, I don't want this person, he's a pedophile, I don't want him in office. This is going to destroy a lot of people. Which is very, very interesting. Just like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to destroy Big Pharma, going to destroy the food industry. He's going to destroy the FDA, the CDC, because he's going to show the people what they actually have been doing. And this is what he put out on X. FDA's war on public health is about to end. This includes its aggressive suppression of psychedelics, peptides, stem cells, raw milk, hyperbaric therapies, chelating compounds, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamins, clean foods, sunshine, exercise, nutraceuticals, and anything else that advances human health and can't be patented by pharma. If you work for the FDA and are part of this corrupt system, I have two messages for you. Preserve your records, pack your bags. Everything is about to change. And it's amazing. Trump has put together this incredible group, not just of Republicans, not just of those people who have been on his side this entire time, of people who decided, you know something, I don't like the direction the country's going. I don't like what's happening in the medical industry, in the food industry. I don't like what they've done to this country. And he brought on RFK Jr. He brought on Tulsi Gabbard. He brought on Elon Musk. And yes, there's going to be many, many other people that he's bringing on. But think about it. He's actually building this entire group of those people who love this country and support this country. And they could see what the deep state has been doing to this country to destroy this country. So he's not just bringing on the same old rhinos, the same old people. These are people who are experts in their field. They're not politicians. They haven't been in the system. They have run businesses. They have gone after different pharmaceutical companies, different food companies, and they won. These people have firsthand experience, and having firsthand experience and actually having careers outside of DC allows them to actually look at the situation and say, why are we doing this? Let's get rid of it. You see, this is what the founding fathers wanted. They wanted everyday people in government. You weren't supposed to make a career out of this. You weren't supposed to be there 60, 70 years. You were only supposed to be there for a short period of time, and then you were supposed to go back to whatever your trade was, whatever you did before. And this is how you stayed in touch with the people. When you become a career politician, you're completely out of touch because, again, you have no skills. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to run anything, especially a country. You never ran a business. So why in the world would people think that these people have the ability to run a country? They don't. They should never, ever have been there. And the only reason they were there is because they installed themselves. The people would have never continually voted for these people. Absolutely not. And I do believe we should have term limits for some of these different positions. Senator, representative, and we should always have new people in there. So, and we should have working people in there. And once we get an election system that is not a criminal system where they install people, we're going to have really good people. And yes, we might have some bad apples here and there, but I do believe the good people are going to drown them out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a professor, he was fired for faking systematic racism data. And this is very interesting because this professor, all the studies, BLM was pretty much based off of this. Monsoon X put this out and said, this was the basis for BLM and they were faked studies. This is absolutely unbelievable what we're finding out right now. Everything the deep state has done is fake. The studies, most of the food studies and all the other studies that they do, they're paid studies. They're not peer-reviewed. The only studies we should actually believe are peer-reviewed studies. When you hear, salt's not good for you. Oh, don't eat eggs. Oh, don't eat meat. This is all coming from these paid studies. These aren't peer-reviewed studies that they have done. These are fake studies to scare you and move you into the product that they want. Oh, by the way, plastic straws go up the nose of turtles, so we have to go to paper straws. Do you know how many toxic chemicals are in the paper straws? How much money did they make off the paper straws? Which deep state players started that business, put that story out there to force companies to accept paper straws? I mean, really think about this for a second. I mean, who likes using a paper straw? You start drinking with it, it dissolves in your mouth and you have the chemicals in your mouth. And some people swallow the parts of the straw. I mean, whoever would want this? Nobody. But they forced it on the people. They made you to believe this story. It's amazing. Everyone believed that story, but when they were throwing all the masks into the ocean and when you're walking around the streets and you saw all the masks with everyone's bacteria all over it, nobody said a word. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. Just like when we come to find out that the Department of Justice doesn't want to release information on the assassin. And they're basically stonewalling. So Jim Jordan, he wrote a letter to Mayorkas. Of course, Mayorkas is in the center of all this. And he's demanding documents related to the department's public release of letter in which the man who sought to assassinate Trump in Florida on September 15th offered a $150,000 bounty on Trump. Melissa Hallman put this out and said, Biden, Kamala Harris, DOJ stonewalling information surrounding the public release of the Trump bounty letter. On September 25th, 2024, the committee wrote to you requesting documents relating to the department public release of a letter in which the man sought to assassinate Trump in Florida on September 15th, 2024, offered $150,000 bounty on Trump. Despite the committee's attempt to follow up the department staff to date, you have failed to comply with our request. We write to reiterate our September 25th request and ask for your voluntary cooperation with our oversight. As we previously noted, the department's decision to broadcast the attempted assassin bounty on Trump seems to contravene the department's stated policy that release of legacy tokens, more commonly known as manifestos, will contribute to further attacks by sparking incredible intense interest and study. This deviation from protocol raises significant concerns, particularly in the context of the department's ongoing aggressive and unconstitutional prosecution of Trump. Accordingly, the committee reiterates its request from its September 25, 2024 letter, which is enclosed and incorporated herein. We ask you produce the requested documents and communications immediately, but not later than 10 a.m. on November 12, 2024. The committee is prepared to resort to compulsory process to obtain compliance with our requests. I wonder what they're hiding. We know that they were part of the FBI. We know that these were ops. And the only reason you, clean up the roof right away, spray it all down so nobody can get the DNA. The only reason you cremate a body. The only reason you stonewall and you don't investigate, you don't look into the phones, you don't do anything is because they were part of your operation. This wasn't a botched thing from the Secret Service. This was an op from the very, very beginning. And you can see this is the continuation of their operation because this is the cover-up part. This is how you cover up your operation. Just like with January 6th, how did they cover it up? Well, they used the January 6th Unselect Committee. They wouldn't release the videotapes. When the FBI was being questioned, how many confidential human sources? What did you have FBI on the ground? Were people dressed up as Trump supporters? They didn't want to answer the question. This is how you cover up an operation. Because if you actually produce this information, people would learn it's an operation. And it's going to all fall apart on them because I wouldn't be surprised if information comes out and it shows that they were all behind this. Because I do believe that day is coming and it's approaching very, very quickly. But you can see the deep state players, they are so panicked right now because Trump had a rally at Madison Square Garden. They are trying to use everything they possibly can. They're calling Trump Hitler and Trump. Hitler had a rally just like Trump. Hitler had a rally back in 1939. First of all, Madison Square Garden, the way we know it today, wasn't in the same position. It wasn't the same building that Hitler used in 1939. And actually, after 1939, do you know how many politicians used Madison Square Garden? Even Bill Clinton used it in the 1992 Democratic National Convention. It's funny how they left that part out. It's funny how Hillary Clinton left that part out. But look how panicked the fake news is. This is coming from The Guardian. Trump fills Madison Square Garden with anger, vitriol, and racist threats. Those people that seen the rally, did we see any of that? No. Daily Beast. Donald Trump's racist New York City rally was vile. It was also political suicide. Huff Post. Damning new montage show how Trump's rhetoric has taken a Nazi turn. New York Times. Trump at the Garden. A closing carnival of grievances, misogyny, and racism. Patriots Are in Control responded to all of us and said, Trump drawing hundreds of thousands of people to Madison Square Garden in the heart of a blue city was just a little too much for the mainstream media to stomach. He broke them, and he absolutely did. But look what NBC did. They were showing the rally, and then what did they do? They showed Hitler, and they showed the rally back from 1939. And this was absolutely disgusting. I mean, MSNBC, if they could sink any lower, I mean, think about it. But they reached that point where, wow, everyone can see how disgusting they really are. And what's very interesting is that there were Jewish people throughout the audience. The Orthodox Jews were there. The Israeli flag was flying in the audience. And we had the first black woman sing the national anthem at a Nazi rally. When would you ever see a black woman sing the national anthem at a Nazi rally? You wouldn't. So it wasn't a Nazi rally. It's all made up. The whole thing is propaganda, and we've seen it time and time again. And what's very interesting is that we've had many different people use Madison Square Garden. There was a Democratic Party fundraiser for John F. Kennedy birthday celebration with Marilyn Monroe wearing a skin-tight dress to serenade the president. That was in 1962. And like we said before, 1992, Bill Clinton accepted his nomination in a 52-minute speech, and he did this at Madison Square Garden. 2004, the Republican Party held its only Madison Square Garden convention. So there were a lot of political groups using Madison Square Garden, but they didn't mention any of those. Unbelievable. And all you got to do is go search. You'll see Bill Clinton, and you'll see the Clinton-Gore Confederate flag in 1992. And basically, they were there, but they left the whole thing out. They didn't want people to know. But when you look at other publications, like the New York Post, Fox News, USA Today, you could say they were very positive to the rally. New York Post, the Trump takes stage to 20,000 roaring fans at New York City's Madison Square Garden for a historic rally 9 days before election. USA Today, Trump backers turn New York City into a sea of red MAGA hats for historic rally. Fox News, Trump powerhouse, guest rock, packed MSG with historic rally. So people were excited. There were a lot of support for Trump. And it wasn't just the people inside. They packed the entire stadium with about 20,000 people, but you also had a lot of people outside of Madison Square Garden. They couldn't get in, but they were all there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a comedian, he made a joke about Puerto Rico. He said the island is, you know, trash. And what's very interesting about this, they're all trying to say, oh, look, this guy was mean. It's a joke, first of all. That's what comedians do. They tell a joke. No one really cares. A lot of the Puerto Rican community, they're saying it's a joke. We don't care. That's exactly what it is. But what's very interesting, it's very weird how this actually went along with what Kamala Harris did at the, pretty much the same time. Lara Loomer put this out on X and said, doesn't anyone think it's weird how Kamala Harris rolled out her policy on Puerto Rico the same day Tony Hinchcliffe told a joke at the Trump rally? Here's a timeline of what went down today. Early this afternoon, Kamala Harris released a video talking about Puerto Rico. 1 hour later, comedian Tony Hinchfield made a joke about Puerto Rico at the Trump rally. Shortly after that, Bad Bunny endorsed Kamala Harris. Did you know that Bad Bunny and Tony Hinchcliffe share the same management label? Did the managers at United Talent leak what Tony was going to say? And if they did they do so because he's pro-Trump? Maybe, maybe not. But the other thing that's very interesting, and this is how they trick the people. I'm talking about the fake news right now. You know how they normally say, oh my God, look, as soon as Trump gets up there, people start to leave. Well, we figured out why people are leaving. Actually, they're not really leaving. They're going to the concession stands. Sadie put this out on X and said, listen, people are here for a very long time, and the concession stands have been closed. No one could get a drink. No one could get food for hours. The concession stands opened up when Trump was speaking. They did it on purpose. Even the vending machines, people were saying they were broken. So did they do this on purpose so they could use the narrative that people are leaving? But they weren't leaving. They were finally going to get a drink because they were there for hours and the concession stands were not open. So this is how they trick the people in all of this. And when you look how many people were there, Tony Saruga tracked the phones and says 98,678 mobile devices were at or in the immediate vicinity of Trump's Madison Square Garden rally. Just under 20,000 were in the venue itself, and the balance were outside watching. 47% had never attended a Trump rally. Unbelievable. Trump, you put this out on Truth. He's pointing to Trent Lisi. 30 million tuned in to watch Trump's MSG rally on all platforms. Largest in history. It's absolutely unbelievable. But the real question is that we know New York is going after Trump. They're going to sentence Trump and they're going to sentence him to prison. But it's very interesting that he got permits to have a rally in New York City. News Treason put this out and said, just curious, if the government of New York City hates Trump so much and it's colluding with Biden administration to put Trump in jail, how exactly did he get the permits to shut down Midtown Manhattan and use millions of city funds for extra transportation, police, barricades? You see how both narratives can coexist? Think fifth generation warfare. Absolutely. And that is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, during the rally, Trump, he said something very, very interesting. Trump War Room put this out and said, we're not just running against Kamala. She means nothing. She's purely a vessel. We are running against something far bigger than Joe or Kamala and more powerful than them, which is massive, vicious, crooked, radical left machine that runs today's Democratic Party. So basically, he's letting everyone know we're going up against the criminal syndicate. She's just the puppet in all this. She's not the one who's really out there running. She's the puppet. She's an empty vessel. We're fighting against the criminal syndicate. And remember, going all the way back to the beginning, the people needed to see the criminal syndicate. But he's used the word vessel, which I find very, very interesting. And that reminds me of post 279, December 6, 2017. On the board said something very interesting. It said, in the last scene from that great Tom Clancy movie, The Hunt for Red October, when the bad submarine commander launched a torpedo, it comes back and sinks his own vessel. That is what Russia collusion story has done for the DNC and for Hillary. Basically, that's what the criminal syndicate has done. It's going, the missile that they fired at Trump all those years ago and continually fired many, many missiles, They're all coming back to hit them. It all boomeranged on them. And now they're going to feel the pain. Because think about what they've done to this country. Think about what they've done since 2020. They overthrew the United States government. They opened the borders. They destroyed the economy. They're bringing us to war. There's a two-tier justice system. Crime is all the place. Look what they've done. They destroyed this country. And they overthrew the United States government. They committed treason at the highest level. And I think Trump wants to show the people how their system actually works when in regards to their voting system. And what's very interesting about this is that back in 2020, the United States Postal Service, they actually shut down their system to track their mail, which I find very, very interesting. Peter Berninger explains, the United States Postal Service recently changed the delivery method of absentee mail-in ballots. They are hiding the evidence of absentee mail-in ballot fraud by not allowing the evidence to be created in the first place. Here's how and what changed. You can't get the absentee mail-in vote ballot images from the United States Postal Service because they're not sending them to the central sorting facilities. Normally, you mail a letter to someone or a bill goes out. It goes to your local post office. Then it gets to a central sorting facility. Wisconsin, for example, has six. Madison, Milwaukee, Oak Creek, Green Bay, North Illinois, Eagan, Minnesota. That sort handles all mail. Even if mailed to your neighbor one house over, that is how the system works. Obama did this in 2011 to 2012, consolidating the United States Postal Service to have less total facilities. Then the United States Postal Service began consolidating its central sorting facilities in August 2022 and continued through February 2023. The consolidation plans included moving delivery operations from over 200 spoke offices to 21 regional sort and delivery centers, where absentee mail-in ballots should go through a central sorting facility, where each and every one would get scanned and an electronic image created. A telecon was held for higher-ups in the United States Postal Service, and the order trickled down to all the facilities not to send the ballots to central sorting, meaning no electronic image are being created. Confirmed all three locations in Wisconsin, confirmed at one regional office of the United States Postal Service, confirmed at location in Colorado, and it explains why they denied me the Freedom of Information Act request for said images, because there are none. See letter they sent me attached here. If you remember in 2020, the United States Postal Service was caught deleting evidence of these very electronic images. Still, to this day, they still have not produced them. So that's how they get around it. And you could see that everything's going to go back to the United States Postal Service. That's where the cheating is going to take place. And like we said before, if they're saying that, hey, we're having problems delivering it, we're having problems sorting everything, it's going to be a little delayed. Did the state actually break the law? Well, the United States Postal Service is outside of the state, actually. And who's responsible then? I do believe this is how they're getting around this. Plus, there's no images of any of this. So basically, they can't be held responsible for any of this. This is absolutely unbelievable. But you can see how the deep state players are going to do this. And what's very interesting, as we know, there's fraud everywhere. We're finding it out in Pennsylvania. And it looks like the RNC is now demanding voting access in Pennsylvania. Republican National Committee Election Integrity put this out and said, the RNC sent a letter to the Secretary of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Al Schmidt, demanding the state protect the people's right to vote. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley stated, with only 8 days until Election Day, Pennsylvania across the Commonwealth deserve every option available to exercise their civic duty. But voters are being turned away, given faulty information, and told their ballots will not be counted. This is nothing short of voter suppression, and we demand immediate action to ensure every legal vote can be cast and counted properly. And you could see, and you can understand why the deep state players are so panicked, because when you look at the polls, and Doge Designer put this out, it shows that Trump is winning in all the swing states. Arizona 73, Trump 73, Kamala 27. Out in Pennsylvania, Trump 61, Harris 39. Nevada, Trump 64, Harris 36. Georgia, Trump 73, Harris 27. Wisconsin, Trump 58, Harris 42. Michigan, Trump 53, Harris 47. They are panicked like we've never seen before. And this is why they might be setting the drop boxes on fire. Remember, the deep state players, they actually placed the drop boxes in place back in 2020 to cheat in the election. Now they're setting them on fire, and you know this is a coordinated effort because we've seen this in Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see this in many other locations. Now, number one, if your ballot is destroyed, it's going to force people to do what? Probably go to the polls. So they actually want to stop early voting now, don't they? Plus, the other thing is, are they trying to say there was election interference? We don't know who the winner is. Because look, if all these drop boxes go up in fire and they're all burning and thousands of ballots, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of ballots are burning, this is election interference. So they could tie this in to a cyber attack and they could say the elections were manipulated, we had fires, and they can also say there was these individuals who stopped people from going to the polls. I think what they're trying to do right now is they're trying everything they possibly can do to make sure that people can't vote, the vote totals don't come in, and they can say the entire election is manipulated because they know they can't win with the ballots. And this is why you're hearing the story from the Chinese hackers who are hacking into Trump's phones. And the intelligence community is now letting everyone know that they might have certain recordings of Trump's campaign people, which is very, very interesting. So if they can hack into that, you know they can hack into the election infrastructure very easily. And we know that most likely it's not coming from any of these foreign governments. It's an inside job. And they're just using these foreign entities as a cover story, because that's pretty much what they do. And you can see they're already building up the idea that there's going to be violence, a civil war, during the elections and after the elections. NBC News put an article out. Extremists inspired by conspiracy theories pose major threat to 2024 election. So candidates, elected officials, election workers, members of the media and judges involved in election cases are among those U.S. intelligence officials identified as targets. U.S. intelligence agencies have identified domestic extremists with grievances rooted in election-related conspiracy theories, including beliefs in widespread voter fraud, animosity toward perceived political opponents, as the most likely threat of violence in the coming elections. I wonder who they're talking about. So you have the FBI, Department of Homeland Security. They're now working with state and local law enforcement agencies to protect against these domestic violent extremists. So basically what they're really saying is we're working with all these different local agencies because we're the ones who are going to actually bring in the domestic extremists, because most likely it's the Antifa, illegal, and everyone else. And we're going to use them to create chaos in the streets. How do we know they're going to do this? Well, it's very, very interesting that the New York Times just so happened to put out an article that says the following. There are four anti-Trump pathways we failed to take, but there's a fifth that we can use. And let's go to the fifth one. That leaves the fifth strategy: societal mobilization, political mobilization. Democracy's last bastion of defense is civil society. When the constitutional order is under threat, influential groups and societal leaders, chief executive, religious leaders, labor leaders, and prominent retired public officials must speak out, reminding citizens of the red lines that democratic societies must never cross. And when politicians cross those red lines, society's most prominent voices must publicly and forcefully repudiate them. What do they mean by forcefully? The U.S. establishment is sleepwalking toward a crisis. An openly anti-democratic figure stands at least a 50-50 chance of winning the presidency. The Supreme Court and the Republican Party have abdicated their gatekeeping responsibilities, and too many of Americans' most influential political, business, and religious leaders remain on the sidelines, unable to rise above fear or narrow ambition. They hedge their bets, but time is running out. What are they waiting for? So political mobilization or societal mobilization, they're basically calling on their criminal syndicate. It's time to act. It's time to have the insurgency. That reminds me of Post 4700, September 14, 2020. Worth remembering. Think what you see today. Insurgency can be defined as the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region. Insurgents seek to subvert or displace the government and completely or partially control the resources and population of a given territory. They do so through the use of force, including guerrilla warfare, terrorism, coercion, intimidation, propaganda, subversion, and political mobilization. Insurgents fight government forces only to the extent needed to achieve their political aims. Their main effort is not to kill counterinsurgents, but rather to establish a competitive system of control over the population, making it impossible for the government to administer its territory and people. Insurgent activity is therefore designed to weaken government control and legitimacy while increasing insurgent control and influence. Insurgent requires supporters, recruits, safe havens, money supplies, weapons, and intelligence on government actions. A robust insurgency can be waged with support of just a small percentage of a given population. So think about who they're calling upon. They're calling upon former political leaders, religious leaders, retired officials. They're calling on these people. It is time for the insurgency. Next, the counterinsurgency may be defined as a comprehensive civilian and military effort taken to simultaneously defeat and contain insurgency and address its root cause. I do believe with all these articles that are putting out there where they're calling for violence, chaos, and the New York Times putting this out saying this is the fifth way, I think they're prepared and ready to have chaos during and after the election. But I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots have been planning for. They know that this is going to happen. And this is why Trump has been talking about the military, the National Guard, because once this occupied force pushes this insurgency, this political mobilization, the societal mobilization, it is no longer people that have come into this country illegally. Now, it's a war within this country. And I do believe this is when the military is going to get involved with the National Guard, with local law enforcement. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is during the rally at Madison Square Garden, Dan Scavino, he actually put out a message and he said, I've been doing this for 9 years with him, Trump. We have 10 days left. We will never see anything like this ever again in our lifetime. Take it in, enjoy it, vote, 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 fight, fight, fight. And he said 9 years. So is that marker nine? And that reminds me of post 3717. First indictment unsealed will trigger mass population awakening. First arrest will verify action and confirm future direction. They will fight, but you are ready. Marker nine. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Melania, she came out and she introduced her husband. And she was wearing an outfit with a zebra pattern, which is very, very interesting. And there are two posts that have the word zebra in it, which, again, can't be a coincidence. Post 756, February 14, 2018. Zebra, Pacific Sig, com, good. Post 829, March 3rd, 2018. Zebra, zebra, bring the thunder, kill box, 1A through 23 times. Light T1A 23. GO5. Now, we don't know what those codes mean. Killbox, we might know what that means, but bring the thunder, which means it looks like something is about to happen. And I do believe once Trump is elected, I do believe the operations are going to begin. Now, does this mean mass arrests everywhere? You see helicopters flying in? No, I don't believe so. I do believe we're going to see the local law enforcement and military National Guard. I do believe they are prepared and ready to stop the chaos that's about to happen. And I do believe that's a major operation because, again, who's going to be doing this? It's going to be illegals, Antifa. They're going to be dressed up as Trump supporters. I do believe they're ready and prepared to bring the thunder. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Trump, during the rally, he said that him and Matt Gaetz, they have a little secret that's going to help Republicans win. Our little secret is having a big impact. He and I have a secret, and we'll tell you what it is when the race is over. Take a listen to what he said here.
Get the senators elected, because we can take the Senate pretty easily. And I think with our little secret, we're going to do really well with the House, right? Our little secret is having a big impact. He and I have a secret. We'll tell you what it is when the race is over.
So the question is, what is he referring to? Is there going to be news that's going to be brought out into the open right now? It's starting to feel that way, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. But we know something is about to happen, or he wouldn't have mentioned it. So there's something that's going to happen that's going to allow the Republicans to win. And that could be Epstein client list, could be Diddy, it could be anything that's actually going to bring light to who these people really are. But let's see how this all plays out in the end. And you can see the Patriots, Trump, he's very, very confident. I do believe he has the people, he knows it, and he's ready to go after the bad guys. And he's letting us know this. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.